The Mishnah is continuing to talk about leather kelim, and the Mishnah says kishel shenotzis, a small drawstring bag that by itself is really just a flat piece of leather. However, when the strings are pulled, then it turns into a bag, into a container, which would have the status of a kli. Shenitlu shenotzov, if its strings were taken off, then tome, it nevertheless can still become tome. And although this seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah, his reason being that since it's so easy to replace the strings, it doesn't lose the status of being a kli by the mere fact that the strings are taken off, even though currently it can't be made into a container. The truth is that even those who argue against Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah could agree with the statement of this Mishnah, because we are talking about a case where the string is actually sewn onto the side of the leather, just that the string has been untied and undone from the rest of the leather material. So currently it's not in a state that you're able to just pull the string and turn it into a bag that can contain things. Nevertheless, since it is still attached to the leather and it's very easy to loop the string around the leather to be able to repair it and then just pull the string and turn it into a bag, it therefore does not lose its status of being a kli that can contain things. Nifshat, if the piece of leather material is squashed flat, such that it no longer has the appearance at all of a material that can be turned into a bag, into a container, so at this point it does lose the status of being a drawstring bag. Now we view it as a flat piece of leather material, and as such tohar, it can no longer become tomei. That having been said, tol olav samatis ben maton, if he sews, he attaches to the bottom of this leather material a matle, say, small piece of material that in this case is slightly harder than the rest of the leather, and he places it in the middle of this leather material, and because of the nature of this matlace, it forms a small curve, and that in and of itself is considered to be a kind of container. So although by itself, perhaps, it wouldn't be considered a kli, by being attached to the rest of the leather, it does allow this drawstring bag to retain the status of a container, and tome would be able to become tome. Continues the Mishnah, kis l'soich kis, if there is a small bag or a pocket inside of a pocket, that is to say, you've got a mini leather bag, and on the inside of that bag is a kind of pocket attached to the inside wall, so you're able to contain and hold things separately inside of that pocket, separate from the rest of the bag. Shenit b'echmen b'mashke, if one of these areas inside of the bag becomes tomei via a tomei liquid. Tomei liquids can make other kelim tomei midrabanon. Lo nitwa chaviroi, the other part of this bag does not become tomei. Since the type of impurity under discussion is midrabanon, we are more lenient to view these two parts of the bag as two separate kelim, such that even if one of them becomes tomei, the rest of it would not become tomei. Tsuror hamargolis, a piece of leather wrapped around a precious stone, tomei can become tomei, although essentially it's just a flat piece of leather which has been wrapped around something else. Since it's wrapped around the stone for such a long time, it would usually retain its shape. Even if you were to untie the leather, it would still, to a certain extent, be in the shape of a container that can hold things, and because of that it has the status of a kli. On the other hand, tsuror hamois, a piece of leather that is wrapped around coins, Rabbi Eliezer matame, Rabbi Eliezer says that it can become tomei, because sometimes the coins would also be kept in this small piece of leather for a very long time, and the leather would also develop into such a shape of a container even when it would be untied. And although this wouldn't always be the case, since that is the case for certain leather materials that are tied around the coin, sometimes would be left for a very long time, the Chachomim made a fixed rule with regards to all leather that is wrapped around coins, that we view it as a kli that can become tomei. But v'chachom matarin, the chachom say that it cannot become tomei, because in the vast majority of cases, the coins would not be kept in the leather for such a long time. So the leather wouldn't be allowed to turn into a container. It would remain flat, and when you were to untie the leather from being wrapped around the coins, it would be flat once again, and therefore it doesn't have the status of a kli and it cannot become tomei. Mishnah Gimel, kafloik te koitzim, the kind of glove which is used by those who collect thorns or remove thorns from the ground. The purpose of this glove is purely for protection and it can't hold things, and therefore tahira, it cannot become tomei, because leather needs to have a container in order to be able to become tomei. It needs to hold things. Hazoin, a leather belt that has an area inside of it for storing coins, v'habrachyar, and a piece of leather placed on one's knee that has a room for containing padding in order for people who need to kneel down, for it to be more comfortable for them to be able to protect their knee. Since one places inside of it padding, it is considered to be a container, and therefore tomei, and it can become tomei. It's possible that this tumma is only midirabbanon, because it could very well be that something that is supposed to be filled up and then closed shut, such as in the case of this knee pad, is not considered to be a container halachically on a strict level. And the same goes for the belt, it would be closed shut again. Be it as it may, the Mishnah continues, vasharvulim, pieces of leather wrapped around one's sleeves when working in order that his not-so-tight sleeves don't interfere with what he is doing, tomein, those can become tomei, although in terms of itself it's really only a flat piece of leather. Because of the way that it is used, it has the appearance and the form of a kli, and it has a very clearly defined purpose, so it can become tomei midrabonon. V'haprak limin, a piece of leather that is worn as a kind of headband to hirin, that cannot become tomei. It's not a container, it doesn't have an appearance of a significant kli. V'chol beis its bois, and any glove which is used for protection to hirin cannot become tomei, because its purpose is not for holding things. Chutz v'shal kayotzen, except for the gloves that are worn by those who are harvesting fruit, such as figs or other kinds of fruit, because this kind of glove would hold an oig, which is a kind of fruit or berry, that as he was harvesting the fruit of the field, he would place these berries that he found inside the glove. There would be special pockets in the glove, possibly at the tips of the fingers of the glove, in which these berries would be stored, and therefore it's considered to be a container, so it can become tomei. Nikra, if it gets torn, these pockets, then in the enomikabal oig, if it's no longer able to hold the majority of this berry, so most of the berry is just sticking outwards, then tahira, it would no longer be able to become tomei, but as long as it can hold the berry efficiently, then it would be considered a container, something that can hold things, and it would be a kli that can become tomei. Mishnah Dalet, sandal shel nifsiko achz me'oznov, a sandal that one of the side pieces of leather comes off. Oznov literally means its ears. This refers to the two pieces of material that come out of each of the side of the shoe towards the front, and they are tied together above the foot of the one wearing the shoes, as the diagram can show. So if one of these comes off, v'tikna, and he fixed it, tomei midras, it can become tomei via the transfer of tumas midras. Tumas midras is when a zov, or somebody else who has that severe level of impurity, supports his weight on the item. If it's such an item whose purpose is for supporting the weight of a person, such as a shoe, then it would become tomei on the level of an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity. This is the stringency that exists with Trumas Midras, and the point of the Mishnah is that if the shoe, when it was complete, had become tomei as Trumas Midras, and then one of these pieces of leather coming out of the side of the shoe gets taken off, we still view the shoe as a shoe. It is still fit for use. Technically, you're able to place your foot onto that shoe and tie the string from the end of that piece of leather around the entire shoe, instead of tying it to the other piece of leather that he would usually tie the shoe with. So since it's still fit to be used as a shoe, it retains its status of a kli that supports the weight of a person, and it would still be tomei as tumas medras. The Mishnah talks about a case where you actually repair the shoe and you add the piece of leather on the other side, But that's only because of the next case of the Mishnah. But in truth, even if you don't replace that other piece of leather, it would still retain its tumah. What happens if once he repairs the shoe, nifs koshniya, the second piece of leather that was coming from the other side of the shoe, that until now was still attached to the shoe, now that comes off. Vesikna, even if you replace it in this case, tohar mina medras, it would no longer be tome with the tumas medras that it received earlier on. Because in terms of the parts of the shoe that were there at the time that the shoe became tome, none of the leather pieces which are currently attached to the shoe were there when it became tome. And since it's not considered to be a shoe that is fit for use without the pieces of leather that were added on later on, it can't be that the pieces which are added on later on is what is giving the shoe the status of a shoe and allowing it to still be tome. If were it not for those pieces, it wouldn't be a clear tool that can be tome. And this is essentially a concept that we have seen earlier on in the Masechta through different examples, as well as the next law that Aval Tomei Maga Medros, it is considered to be tome on the level of something that touched a Tumas Medros. The first leather piece that was added on essentially was until now attached to the shoe that had the status of Tumas Medros. So as long as the shoe indeed did have that status, so this piece of leather that was attached to it and part of the same shoe obviously had exactly the same status. But apart from that, it is also a piece of leather that touched something that is Tomei Medras. So even when the shoe in its entirety loses the status of Tumas Medras, that piece of leather is still considered to be something that touched something that was Tomei Medras. So it would be a Rishon LeTumah, and since the rest of the shoe is attached to that piece of leather, all of it would now be on the level of a Rishon LeTumah, something which is one step removed from that primary Av HaTumah level. As we explained, however, this is all because there was one piece of leather that was attached to the shoe whilst it did have the status of Tumas Medras. So even when the rest of the shoe loses the status of Tumas Medras, a part of the leather touched and was attached to that thing that was Tomei Medras. But what happens if Lehisbog is like an Shoina, if he didn't manage to fix and replace the first piece of leather coming out of the side of the shoe, and Shinivskos Shania, before the second piece of leather also broke? In that case, the entire shoe lost the status of being Tomei Medras before either of the pieces of leather were attached to the shoe, which means that there is nothing that touched the shoe when it was Tomei Medras, and therefore Tahira, when you add the other two pieces of leather, the entire shoe would be Tahar because none of it touched the shoe whilst the shoe was in the state of being Tomei Medras. Continues the Mishnah, Nifsak Akevei, if the part of the shoe which is at the back by the heel, if that comes off, as the diagram can show, this shoe is no longer fit for use. Nital Chotmai, or if the front part of the shoe comes off, Oshinech like Leshnaim, or the front part of the shoe breaks into two, Tohar, in these cases, that which remains would no longer be able to become Tomei because it's no longer fit for use as a shoe. Solyom, a sandal that doesn't have anything on the side of the sandal. It's very similar to flip-flops. Shenifsat Mikol Mokoim, if it broke in any part of it, then Tohar, it would immediately lose its status of something that can become Tomei because it's no longer fit for use. Now the Mishnah talks about a third kind of shoe, Min'ol. This is a shoe which is closed all around. It's not like the first shoe that was discussed in the Mishnah, which consists of the sole and then material going around the shoe, but not on top, except for just those two pieces of leather. A Min'ol is something that is closed on most of the foot, very much similar to the shoes that we have. Shenivchas, if it tears or it breaks, im einu makavelis rov haregel, tohar. It loses the status of something that can become tome if it can no longer hold or cover the majority of one's foot. But as long as the majority of the foot is covered and it can hold that, then it would still be useful, it can still be used as a shoe, and it would be able to become tome. Minol she'al ha'emum, a shoe which is on top of a stand. An emum is really a stand that is in the shape of a foot, and one would form shoes around this form of a foot. So if the shoe has been completed, but it hasn't yet been taken off of this form of a foot, Rabbi Eliezer Metaher, Rabbi Eliezer says that it cannot yet become Tomei because it's not considered to be a completed shoe until it's taken off of this foot. But the Chachom said it can become Tomei because the shoe itself is completed. The rest of the Mishnah no longer talks about shoes, but rather leather flasks. Kol chamoseis tzerulois. All leather flasks that are tied, that is to say, the flask developed a hole in it, which means that it can no longer be used, but then the hole was tied up in a knot to hoireis, it still cannot become tomei. It doesn't revert to being considered a kli, because the knot is totally temporary by its very nature. Chutz mishel arvin, except for the type of knot that the Arabs tie, which is a very strong knot, and that can be considered permanent, and it would be considered to be a fully repaired flask. Rabbi Meir says that it doesn't really depend on the type of knot. Even if it's a knot which is more temporary in nature, there is a possibility that it would be considered a kli. What does it depend on? The person's intention. Tsurosha'ar, if he ties it up for a short amount of time, he's planning on untying it later on, perhaps in the future he's going to repair the flask properly. So then Tahirah, it cannot become Tomei because he's going to untie it. In that case, that's what defines it as temporary. And in this case, even if he does a knot that the Arabs make, if he's planning on untying it very soon, then it would not be considered to be a permanent knot. Tzurar Olam. But if he ties a knot and intends for it to remain there forever, he's not planning on untying it, then even if it is not such a sophisticated knot, Tomeis, it would be able to become Tomei, the flask, because it's considered to be a repaired flask. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says a third opinion, that kol chamosos tzeruros tahoros, any flask that developed a hole in and was then tied, regardless of the kind of knot, and regardless of the person's intention tahoros, the flask still cannot become Tomei, because a knot, by its very nature, is considered something more temporary. If he really wants to repair it properly, then he would sew it together, but if he is only tying it together, that shows that it is not permanently being repaired. Mishnah Hey, the remaining Mishnahs of the Perek talk about leather items that can not only become Tomei with regular kinds of impurity, but it can become Tomei via Tumas Midras, which means that it is designated, or one of the purposes of the item is for supporting the weight of a person. Elu Oyrois Tomei and Midras, the following pieces of leather can become Tomei via the transfer of Tumas Midras. Or Shechishav Olav LeShotiach, leather that somebody intended on using as a carpet or a rug, or skrutia, leather made into an apron, although the primary function is not for supporting the weight of a person on it, but when one wouldn't be using it as an apron, he would often sit on it as a kind of cushion, or rug, or ktavulia, a piece of leather which is spread on top of a bed frame in order to lie down on it as a kind of mattress, or hachamar, the leather that a donkey driver would wear in order to protect himself from the rain and other forces of nature, or hakaton, leather which is used as an apron by somebody who processes flax, or hakatof, leather worn on the shoulder of a porter, somebody who carries loads, or haroife, leather which a doctor places on his lap when he is performing surgery, or haarisa, leather which is placed on the bottom of a baby's crib, or ha-lev shel katan, a piece of leather which is placed on the chest, or literally the heart, of a young child or a baby. We're going to understand this is referring to a kind of bib, so that the child doesn't get so dirty when it is eating. Or hakar, the leather cover of a pillow. Or hakeses, the leather which is placed on top of a mattress, midras. All of these items can become Tomei via Tumas Midras, even if the main purpose is not necessarily for supporting the weight of a person. Since it is also used for that, it can become Tomei via Tumas Midras. Or hasorok and or hasayrek, a leather apron which is used by those who make combs and by those who comb flax. They use the combs. These aprons, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Midras, Rabbi Eliezer says they can become Tomei Midras, Vachachom Omer Tomei Meis, whereas the Chachom say that they can only become Tomei from a dead body and other kinds of impurity, just like regular clothes. And the argument is based on the fact that occasionally these aprons would be used for mats and rugs to support the weight of a person, but only on the rare occasion. So the question is whether that's enough to be considered one of the purposes of that item or not.